Praise his name. Let's all stand if you like. We open the service. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, truly it's such a wonderful day. Lord, to be able to rise and go through the day with a joy and a peace in our hearts. Father, that love burning in our hearts to serve you and obey you. Lord, by this you'll know that you're my disciples. That you love one another and you'll keep your commandments. So thankful, Father. Bless everyone this, Lord, being able to gather in tonight. Lord, I know, Father, probably every heart has a need, has a desire. Father, we're needy people. But Lord, understanding thy word, knowing what it's all about, we don't feel, Lord, it's just to show your attributes, to show your glory. Lord, we just pray that you would meet every need tonight. Have your way in our lives, Lord, as we look to you now. Have your way in the songs, Father, preparing our hearts. May everything just be pleasing in thy sight. We ask this, Lord, in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Thank you. Praise his name. Amen. You really love him. Amen. Getting sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Praise his name. Let's turn our capstone books, just a little course to start with on page 4. I don't know how the verse goes. I think it's close, but I ain't going to chance it. My God is real. Is he real in your heart?
Yes, he is.
Amen. Praise his name. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has worked and made me whole. His love for me, oh God, is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel. Amen. Ain't he wonderful? My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real, for he has worked and made me whole. His love for me. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, your precious love. My God is real. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Soul every day, every step you take, saints, he's there. Amen. Holding our hand. Praise his name. That just song I mentioned. Let's just try to find that one. He's sweeter as the days go by. I think it's in our little loose leaves. If I can find it. Praise his holy name. Amen. Is that how it feels to you, saints? It gets sweeter every day. The more I trust him, the more I love him. There's nothing good for me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I try. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the day. Amen. Say a chorus again. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. life is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Oh, the moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. There's great joy in knowing with him I am going, and never more from him to depart. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. As the days go by, oh, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Amen. Praise his name. He's really sweeter. Days go by, saints. Oh, I love him so much. Praise his holy name. I know it's a song we sing often, but I think it's 169. Amen. Wonderful. Oh, saints, you never praise him enough. Oh, my heart. Sing it if your heart's singing. Amen. Sings every day. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus is satisfied, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty to deliver. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer. Amen. Sing it to him. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Amen. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Oh, once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon the book of heaven. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Amen. Oh, living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, having sweet communion. Oh, a change grace has wrought. Oh, think about it. Since my soul's received that full and free salvation. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Amen. All saints, think about it. How wonderful. Praise his name. He's so good. So precious. Amen. Oh, what change grace has wrought in my lowly station. Think about it. All what he's done for us, saints. He is so good. Oh, I love him. Amen. Praise his name. 214, I think it is. Song hit me. Windows of heaven are open. Amen. They're open tonight, saints. Amen. Refresh, refill. Amen. The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy. Amen. You have that joy. Oh, says Jesus made everything right. Oh, I gave him my home. Gave him an old tattered garment, amen, in exchange for a robe of white, amen, a crown to wear. What he's done for us, all saints, amen. There's no way to love him enough, no way to thank him enough. Ain't he wonderful? Amen. Sing it again. The windows of heaven, on top of all he's done for us, amen, the mountain and ocean blessings. Amen. Sing it. Amen. The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garment. All saints, never, never can thank him enough. Never can love him enough. Amen. If you was born onto this earth as a child with love burning in your heart for him, lived your whole life through, amen, died an old man, wouldn't be enough. Amen for what he's done for us. Praise his name. You may be seated if you like. Brother Hamilton, Luke, would you like to come? Amen. Praise his name. That's the blessing. You would, brother? Yes. Yes. Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine. Amen. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed, my love divine. Oh, glory, glory, oh, Christ is mine. Oh, I has a request for him. Amen. You know it's done. You know it's met. Amen. A finished work, saints. Praise his name. Hold it on your heart, Brother DeLong. Steve, would you like to take it? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. With our heads bowed, Heavenly Father, how precious you are, and how just our hearts just go out to you in a special way, that, Lord, it's only by the grace of God that, Lord, we can stand here tonight and sing these songs of joy and peace, and Lord, that close relationship we feel in our hearts with you. Lord, we're not just singing out into space. Lord, we're not just standing here singing tonight and not even have you really in our hearts. But Lord, we're singing in the Spirit. And Lord, when we sing in the Spirit, it's just exactly, Lord, like someone standing there, one of our brothers, and we're having a communion with each other, Lord, talking to each other, singing to each other. Lord, you're a reality. You're not a myth. You're not a vapor that goes through the air. But Lord, you're a reality. And Father, we appreciate you. And when we sing these songs, Lord, there's a direct connection going to you. And there's an appreciation from our hearts going directly to you. And Lord, everything else is out of our hearts and minds. Lord, we're not thinking about anything tomorrow, thinking about what we're going to tonight. But Lord, we're talking and singing to you. And then, Lord, just like now, we're praying. And Lord, we're praying to the one that's in us. And the one that's in us, Lord, is real. Is the one that created the heavens and the earth. And by you all things were created, Lord. And by you all things consist. And Father, we appreciate so much the revelation you've placed in our hearts. Oh, God. And then to know that we can come before you and cast our cares before you. Present our needs to you. And Father, knowing by experience that, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. Because, Lord, we've already seen you do it many times. Yeah. And you can do it some more tonight. Yeah. If we just can have complete faith in you. A revelation. Something that's been revealed to us, Lord, that we can ask whatsoever we desire. If we doubt it not. And, Lord, if our hearts don't condemn us, we can have whatever we ask. And Lord Jesus, I trust that those that have faith tonight, that Lord, you'll just continue now to grant their heart's desire. And those that don't have faith, we ask, Lord, that you'd give them faith. Lord, give them the revelation that's needed in this hour so desperately. The Lord, where people will truly walk in communion with you. Lord, you're a living God. And Father, how we must express that. We must express and let people see that you are truly that living God in our hearts and our lives. So we pray now that you'll bless us. Meet every need here tonight, Lord, and trusting again that you'll speak to us through the way of your word. And bless the speaker of the word, Lord. May you just anoint and, Lord Jesus, have your way. You know our hearts greater than we know ourselves. So, Lord, we just commit ourselves to you. And, Father, just bless us now. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Barbara? Yes, you can. Amen.
It seems all is against you, and you feel you can't go on, and the way pastures suddenly seems closed. Jesus is our refuge. Soon he'll take us home, and the toils of this life would seem as nothing if we could see our future home. Twelve times a year, the trees change their fruit. Our homes will be made of transparent gold. The kings of the we'll take a leaf from the tree of life. Our bridegroom now is gone, preparing our future city, the new Jerusalem, and it will be adorned as a bride for her husband, and he that sits on the throne will say, "Behold, I make all things new, and all is of rare beauty, all its parks and avenues." 12 times a year, the trees change their fruit. Our homes will be made of transparent gold.
Transparent gold.
The kings of the earth will take a leaf from the tree of life. Our bridegroom now is gone, preparing our future home. Yes, our bridegroom now is gone, preparing our future.
So good to have a Lord that loves us so much. Amen. Good. He's so good to us. Amen. Let us all stand. And let's sing our little chorus, "I Love Him," as we ask Brother Timothy to come forth this evening, deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart. Amen. I love him. And purchased.
Precious Lord, we're so grateful for this wonderful opportunity this evening. And Lord, it's been good to be here thus far. And Lord, we just pray tonight, Lord, that you would take these few scriptures and quotes. And Lord, somehow, some way, may it strengthen or encourage, Lord, or do the work that would be needed somewhere for someone. Lord, that through it all you would receive the glory and the honor from it. And Lord, we just humbly invite you to come and Lord, be with us. And Lord, just move me out of the way, Lord, and just let me speak these things that you've laid up on my heart. And Lord, just let it, just have your way this evening. And Lord, may we be able to say that it's been good to have been here. And Lord, may we truly rejoice in you and what you have done and are doing in our hearts and in our lives. And we just commit the service into your hands now in the blessed, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. So precious. My, so good to us. Amen. Just a few things on my heart, you know. We just thought we'd bring out this evening just some stuff, something you've heard before, I'm sure, many times. But as we see the days shortening and time drawing to a close, it's ever more mindful to keep your eyes upon the goal. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke, over here to Luke the 21st chapter, if you would, and the 29th verse. Some of these things, maybe, you know, as our pastor was bringing out a while back about God making a promise, and he won't lie, and it's, you can hold to it. You can bank your soul on what he says.
Amen.
It's going to come to pass. Amen. Luke 21 and 29. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. And so likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man.
Amen.
May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. My, it's a, you know, if you read that scripture, and it's a scary time. But yet there's a people on the face of the earth now that can have a blessed assurance in her heart. And she can stand and stand knowing and watching. Not just a haphazard time of just ho-hum, I'm going to church and I'm living for Christ. But it's a time of life. A time when you can look out in the land and you see all the signs taking place and you see all things coming under the order that God said they would fall into, and the prophet, the many things that he brought and showed us in this day where it would fall. But my, as you see that bleakness coming, yet you see the great dawn of morning fixing to break. Amen. And my, that's what we're interested in. That's what we're looking for. But you know, as you look around sometimes, it just seems... You know, oftentimes it seems you stand alone, and it seems as though it's, you, when you look and you look at many, maybe some that you've traveled with all of your life, maybe walked along life's road with, and maybe served God with for a long time, and maybe some has just flat turned and walked away from anything of a Christian life, and just, I want more to do with it, and just walked away, and then maybe there's some that still holds a profession of a Christian. But yet their life is so far from it that it just doesn't represent anything of what they've once claimed to believe. But my, I was reminded of this little story in the Sill book of the little lady that was waiting for her husband, and I just wanted to read it. A portion of it here on page 404 in the Sill book. And this is where Brother Branham said the man had come to the ranch and was looking for a wife, and he picked this one out, and I'm just going to pick up kind of after he had spoke to her. He said she kept track of it during the time of the year. He told her he'd come back and get her in a year. She said she kept track of it during the time of the year, and she worked everything that she could do to save enough money. At her a dollar a day or whatever she had with her board to buy her wedding dress.
A perfect type of the church. She got her garments ready. You know, when she displayed that wedding garments, her husband's cousin said, "Why, you poor silly kid. You mean to think that a man like that would have anything to do with you?" She said, "But he promised." She said, "He promised, and I believe his word. And oh, he was just making a fool out of you. Said if he had got anybody, he would have got one of the others." She said, "But he promised me I'm looking for him." "I am too," Brother Branham says. And you know, she, in the earlier part of this story, he was telling her why. She wasn't like the rest of those girls. She had character. And that stood out to him. And now he's been gone for a year, and he said he'd come again and get her. But all that time, here she's still surrounded by all these other ones that didn't quite have a character like hers. And oh, how they must have beat her down and tried to tell her, you know, he ain't going to come back for you. If he was coming for anybody, he'd come for one of us. And you know, you can bring it right over to the type. You know, people get set in their ways and they begin to look at the church as a group of buildings. And they begin to look and say, oh, because this one's got a nice fancy congregation and a big congregation, they must be right. And this one over here, because they got that, they must be right. And then you take a brother that may only have two or three in his congregation, and they look down on him, well, he ain't got none, or he'd have a bigger following. There'd be more people there. But oh my, how God deals in small things. And how God, when he deals with an individual, it's an individual affair. There is no church building full of any certain people going to rise. But there are going to be individual called out ones in that bride. The ones that heard that voice to themselves that said, I'm coming after you. I'm coming back for you. And my, then you can see when you look around and you see one that has heard that voice and heard the message that came. As the cry went out, the bridegroom cometh. Be ready. Make yourselves ready. There was a group of certain people all over this earth that heard that cry, truly, down deep in their heart. And their life is reflecting that they heard that cry go forth. And it's not something that's a fairy tale to them. And you know, as they walk through life, there might be many on all sides that try to deflect or try to sway you. You ought to come over our way a little bit. You're just a little bit offhand over there where you're at. You need to let us straighten you up. But oh my, how that little bride, this little bride here, there wasn't nobody changing her mind. She had spoke to him, and she knew. He said he was coming back after her, and she was waiting. She said, but he promised, and I believe his word. Oh, he was just, she said, but he promised me, and I'm looking for him. So it kept getting later and later, and the day finally arrived, and a certain hour he was to be there. So she dressed in her garment, and she hadn't even heard from him, but she knew he would be there. So she dressed up in her wedding clothes and got things ready. So then they really did laugh, because the main boss had been up to the foreman and none of the girls had heard nothing about it. And so it was all just a mysterious thing to him. And that is too, sure it is. But the girl just based it all upon the basis of his word that he would be back for her. So they got to laughing and put their hands on one another, danced around and said, ha ha, laughing, you know, like that poor silly kid. And she just stood there. Not a bit of a blush. She was holding her flowers and her wedding garment all fixed. And she was struggling, you know. His bride has made herself ready. She kept holding her flowers, waiting. They said, no, I told you it was wrong. Said he ain't coming. Said I've got 5 more minutes. Said he'll be here. And oh, they just laughed. At just about the time the old clock ticked up to 5 minutes, they heard the horses a-galloping. And sand rolling under the wheels, and the old buckboard stopped. And she jumped down from between them and out the door. And he jumped out of the carriage, and she fell into his arms, and he said, it's all over now, honey, and left her little old cousin's denomination sitting there looking, and went to Chicago to her home. And my, you just think about it, saints, that's the day we're living in. It's come down to, as our pastor mentioned in one of the services, God will not leave himself without a witness. And that little bride is standing amongst a many, many, many so-called bride, and she's standing there, and she's holding her head up. And she may be dressed, she's dressed in the word. She knows she has followed this word to a T and done exactly following the instructions that was left. Amen. And look how many will come along and try to tell that little bride, you need to change, you don't need to do that, quit worrying about it. Get away from that, it's not necessary. But it's not anything to that little bride. She don't care how odd she looks, she don't care. Amen. She's standing there because she's got a promise. Amen. A promise that will ring out through the ages. You know, I was just here in John, the 14th chapter. We'll just read this portion real quick right here. This is just one portion. Okay, man, there was another scripture I was trying to find, and I couldn't find it there quickly. But this is in John 14, chapter, and begin at the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. By God's grace, that was a promise to me. Each one of us sitting here has got to see that. Was that to me or was that to brother so-and-so over there? But by God's grace, I got to look into this word and I see this precious promise. And then all I got to do is look in here and see what he promised that he'd come back for. What that little bride would be. What she would look like. Amen. Here in Choosing of a Bride. Very familiar little scripture. But speaking of the natural man, as he begins here on page 13, he says, but you know, you have to have a plan and look and pray when you're choosing. This is on page 13, and I don't have paragraphs. About middle of the page. But you know you have a plan to look and pray when you're choosing, for we see by this the word of promise, she the bride, that a man would choose is going to reflect his character. And it reflects what any. And now could you imagine a man filled with the Holy Ghost? And my, how much this reflects upon each and every man that claims to be a Christian in this message today. Your wife reflects the very character of yourself. And if everyone would take that into consideration and stop and think and look at their lives, every man, not just the ministry, but every man, stop and look at how your wife dresses, what she wears and where she goes and what she'll do in her actions. And remember, it's reflecting on your character. It's something to think about. It's one of those things, as our brother said, it's every word, as our pastor brought it out, to think about. It's not just the big words, there's what people want to say, but even the ABCs, to always believing Christ. Amen. Amen. All the way down the line. Yes. Just something to think about. And I'm not pointing that to any sister here or anything like that. I'm just saying is it's in the word and it's a thought to ponder. Something that God said, it would reflect. Now, that's what God said. We've each one got to take it just the way he wrote it. He says, it reflects what's in him. Now, could you imagine a man filled with the Holy Ghost take something like that to be a wife? I just don't see it, brother. Now, maybe I'm just an old crank, but you know, I can't understand that, see? Notice, for it's going to reflect what is in him. She's going to help him make his future home. And now then, when we change back now for a moment to the spiritual side, and when you see a church that is in the world, acts like the world, anticipating in the world, and partaking of the world, counting God's commandments as if he never had wrote them, then you can just imagine Christ ain't going to take a bride like that. Could you imagine taking a modern church today for a bride? No, my Lord. I could hardly see that, no. Remember now, a man and his wife are one. And would you join yourself to a person like that if you would? It would certainly kind of disappoint my faith in you. Then how about God joining himself to something like that? A regular denominational prostitute, do you think that he would do it? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He would never do it. She must have his character in her. Have his character in her. And the real true born-again church must have the character that was in Christ, because the husband and wife are one. And if Jesus did only that which pleased God and kept his word and manifested his word, his bride will have to be of the same kind of character. Amen. Am I, when you see someone that constantly wants to take away or to put God's word down and say it ain't so and it ain't this, it ain't that, it ain't God's character being represented. But my, how each one of us, it's each one of us checking today, looking. We may look and see and say, oh, that's bad over there. Boy, one person over there, they really need to get their life straightened up. But we need to stay focused. You watch, lest you be caught up. Each one of us as individuals, we're watching, making sure, checking, double checking, making sure my garment's on, my flowers are in my hands, and I'm waiting, watching. Just for all I got to do is step into that carriage when it rolls by. My, I pray each one of us is looking. But you know, when you look around, it seems, you know, sometimes it seems like, well, I'm the only person that believes this way. I'm the only person that's holding to this. I'm the only person standing like that. Why can't I be like that? And you know, I've always said, you know, just from times of being raised in church and you look around, and it's just funny how you could watch the sisters, especially. As one sister got a new dress or a new kind of material or a certain kind of shoe, It didn't take long till every sister had that same shoe or that same piece of material. It's just something you could just watch. And that's not a bad thing on the sisters, but I'm just saying, now you look at it in the message churches and tell me it ain't happening all through everywhere. Yeah. One did it. Oh, I think I'd like to be like that. And it just catches and goes like wildfire. And it just happens. It's Satan. It's easy to use. And it just keeps sliding and sliding. But God predestinated sisters in this age as well as he did brothers to be a part of that bride. And they would uphold the standard on their side. And the brothers would uphold the standard on their side. And together they would make up that body of Christ. That every word in here, there's words in here us brothers can't fulfill. There's words in here you sisters can't fulfill. But together every word will be fulfilled that God left here on printed page. Amen. You may not be the hand, you might just be the finger, you might just be the arm, the toe, whatever it is, but it takes each and every one that God's seen in his mind to make up that bride. Mine, it don't matter if I may be the lowest part. Let me be all that I can be in the what I was sent to be. Amen. This is on page 28, down about the bottom of the page, character. There was never a character like Jesus Christ. It lives in him, manifests in him, and we see it true. It is not worldly beauty of him that attracts his bride. It is his character. The character of the church that Jesus looks for, not whether it is big buildings, whether it's great denominations, whether it is big membership. He promised to meet with wherever two or three are gathered together, truly. That is where the true believer rests his hope, is upon the word of God being vindicated and truth. What is it? Choose by his word, not a worldly loving group. They hate that. No wonder she is divorced from him, because she has missed his revelation and she don't have it. He cares not for her the way she acts and does. How much of this worldly stuff she has, he is looking for her character and the character of Christ. Now, just a moment now. That is, he chooses a bride to reflect his character, to which the modern churches of today certainly miss his program here a million miles because they deny this to be the truth. So how could it be? He is looking for the day the bride to be formed. Hebrews 13:8, just exactly like it was, like he was. And it has got to be the same. His flesh, same bones, same spirit, same everything. Just exactly build up, and then them two become one until the church becomes that. They are not one. And the character of him, the word for this age, must be molded. And she must be molded like he is. And my, how many people, they want to look at the churches. But remember, you are a church in yourself. Them called out ones, those individuals. He's got, you make up the church if you're the only one. If you're the only called out one of God, you've made up the church that he's coming to get. And my, may we each one take it into consideration. My, that I'm a son, or I'm a daughter of the king. I'm got to stand here and uphold my testimony. Not bow because they're different and I look like the oddball. But hold your head high and stand and know. By God's grace, I have been predestinated for this age. I've been called to this precious word that is left on printed page. Yes, and by God's grace, I can stand and say I believe every word that was written in those pages and left here for today. My, it's come down to such an age where pick and choose. And oh, we won't say nothing about that. And we won't mention this. And let's just let that go. And you know, and it's not just, it starts at the pulpit, but then it gets down into the individuals. And then it begins, well, I don't have to go to church, and I believe this, and they don't believe that, and it just becomes an argument. And they just get a fussing amongst themselves, and it ain't about the word no more, it's about a personal opinion. But oh my, when you get into the word, you'll lose your personal opinions. Amen. And bring it right back to thus saith the word of God. Amen. This is what we have to stand on. I can't stand on nothing else. You can't stand on brother so-and-so said, sister so-and-so said. My pastor's preaching the truth, and I know good and well he wouldn't lie to me, but you can't rely even on that. It's got to be a personal revelation to you. By God's grace to you, it's anchored in there. And if your pastor ain't around for you to grab a hold of your shirt tail, you know what you believe and who you've believed in. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in... let me jump over here real quick to, this is in Shalom, preached in January 12, 64, paragraph 88, said, the hour is upon us, darkness, gross darkness, on the people. Now that's what it is. What does it all mean, and where are we standing? What hour are we in? How close are we to the coming? And you say, when they all have the revival, fear not, when they, well, you say, when all they have a revival. He says, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom, all right? What does it mean? God has begun to separate the light from the darkness. See, pressing it behind like he did in the beginning to show the dawn of a new day. The church ages are fading out. Pardon me. The church ages are fading out. God is pressing the darkness into place, and it has to do it to fade out the church organizations and fade out the world. And the world is covering the thing over, and worldlyism has took the whole thing. Then isn't God right? By worldly things and worldly dressing and worldly acting and worldly living, it's the world. But you're not of the world, little children. You are of heaven, and this is not your home. Why should I look to us older people? Try to look back and get young again. We can't do that, but we're looking forward, not looking back. Looking here what has been, we want to know what's going to be, and we're looking for that hour, pressing for it. So many good, sincere people today are caught away in these creeds and these churches and organizations, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, as 2 Timothy the 3rd chapter says so. Gross darkness. The blinding of Israel was for the lightning of the Gentiles, and now the blinding of the Gentiles is the lightning of Israel. It's just like the day and night. One side has got darkness and the other side has got light. And then the light comes over on the other side and the moon passes the way it did in the reflection of the darkness and the world blinding it out its light. It's a reflection to us that the Gentile church age is finished. The church is making herself ready, been making herself ready for a time. It's time for the rapture, for darkness is fading upon the Gentiles, and dawn will soon break upon the Jews. The sun has traveled from the east to the west, and we're on the west coast. The light can only do one thing, go back east on the other side. You understand, do you? The light can only go back east again where it began at Israel. God blinded them for a while, but the darkness is now pressed upon the Gentile world that's covered the whole thing. And the Gentiles will trod down Jerusalem until Gentile dispensation will be finished. Jesus said so. And now it's finished gross darkness upon the people, God reflecting it in the skies as he has shown it on earth before it all happens. We're in it. Good people caught in this thing. Good people, sincere people. Like Mary and Joseph, they were very sincere, see, thinking he was with them when he wasn't. And Mary and Joseph, you know, when they went up to the feast, Jesus at the age of 12, they thought presuming he was with them, but he wasn't. Good people today think the same thing. These people that's organized in this councils of churches and these people in these organizations, they think they're doing a good thing. They're presuming he's with them when he's not. See, many people think he was with them when they shook hands with the preacher, put their name on the book, but he wasn't. Many people thought when they were sprinkled, confirmed, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, thinking he was with him. They're good people. Mary and Joseph was good people. But the fact was, he wasn't there. Don't presume anything. Amen. And what a warning to each one of us. Don't just presume, as our brother was saying, you know, and as even as he, I believe it was last Thursday evening when he mentioned what you are here is what you would be there, and how powerful of a thought it really is to stop and to dwell on it and to think and to weigh your life and to look back on it. Amen. This is in the Feast of the Trumpets, paragraph 113. He says, how will the people that's believing him now, unless they're constant, how will they know him unless they're constantly in the word to know what he is? Daniel said, the wise shall know, but the foolish, the unwise would not know. They shall know their God. Now, how shall he shall appear in the last days is to bring the people back to the word so that the bride will know her husband, know her mate, the revealed word. That's why this has to happen. It wasn't in the reformers. It wasn't in Luther, Wesley, and the Pentecostals, and them. Scripture says it wasn't. But it will come. That is his promise for this age. We're living in the age that his coming will be in. And she must be identified in him. Any woman must be identified with her husband, for the two are one. And Christ's bride has to be identified with him, for the two are one. And he is the word, not the denomination, the word. We are to be the children of the light. And the light is the word which made light for this age. How do we know light except it comes from the word? And the word made flesh is the light of this age when you see it. The Bible said so. Am I the vindication of this precious word? God interprets his own word. As the sisters have sang that song before and we've heard it. And many of the scriptures in the Bible proclaim he interprets his own word. When he said, let there be light, Brother Branham said, there was light. And it's no different with any of this word. When he said there would be a bride, bring forth and have this character of Jesus Christ again in this day, it'll happen just exactly. He will interpret that word. Not I, not you, not any certain church, but God was going to interpret that own word back to a people to prove that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. This is in Invisible Union of the Body of Bride of Christ, page 46. Brother, let's get all things ready, for one of these days the fire is going to fall and we're going up. And let's get ready for the fire falling time. We are in the last days and we all know that. We are ready for the coming of the Lord. The thing to do is to separate yourself from all sin. Separate yourself from anything that pertains to the world. Don't love the world and the things of the world. And my, how so many, just a simple scripture, a quote as this. And how close, how many they want to run away and get into. They won't even look back at the word. And they just want to see how close and all the things they can get into. But oh my, there's something down in that. There's a special elected people that down on the inside, there's still a stirring. There's something down in there that's telling her. You know, it's just as God put those natural instincts in animals. To get away when storms are coming, they'll go hide or get away from this or move over there or do this and hunker down. That same instinct God put in the heart of that little bride, that little elect. And he's in there, that still small voice warning. He said, I will lead and guide you into all truths. Amen. And he's right there all the time, leading and guiding, pointing you in the right direction. He says here, let no man by his creed deceive you. You stay right straight in the promise of God, the word of God. And the word, if it is the word for this age, God vindicates it so. If he doesn't, it's not the word for this day. The word that fell on the day of Pentecost will not work this day. No, sir, that was for Pentecost. And this is for the bride, going home of the bride. We've got something different. The Pentecostals represented that again. But we are in the bride age, no more than the word of Noah would have worked in the days of Moses. No more than Moses' law would have worked in the time of Paul here. He tried to tell them, you're dead to that and you can't have it. Church, you who I'm speaking to tonight across the nation, if you separate yourselves from denomination and all the filth and things of this world and all those things that keeps them man-made creeds and orders and things like that, you separate yourself and look up. Get ready. The fire is going to fall one of these days and God is going to let him come. And a sight to behold. Would you be ready when he comes? Would you be ready to go up with him when he comes? The secret rapture of the supernatural bride. She will be made from mortal to immortality, be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. Amen. And by God's grace, I can see that's the day I'm living in. You're living in. And it's coming down the line. You look around and you see and you shake your head. Sometimes just as a personal, you just look and you just have to shake your head in wonderment at the things that goes on. And the way people act and do and claim to be Christians and claim to hold a standard. But oh, I pray that by God's grace that each one of us has a burning in our hearts. Amen. That I'm going to be that one that will hold that standard up and stand there with my head held high. And walk through the midst of whatever, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, as David said, I know that he is with me. Amen. Leading and guiding. My, I pray each one of us as we look around and we see it just closing in the time. And it's going to get worse. We can see it. It just gets worse daily. And it just keeps falling apart. And it's become, as I said, when you walk away from the word, as it's been taught, you can only get farther and farther away. Error breeds error and it'll just keep running. And how you just see it, one mistake, one error. Once the gun's off target, the farther out you go, the farther off target it'll get. And oh my, how it's, you can see it happening. But oh my, right down through the center of that, it comes a little bride marching right in tune with God's word. She's holding it to a T. She's going to be that one that's going to be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. As the scripture says, it's going to catch so many unawares. It's going to come as a thief in the night, and it's just going to be over and done, and it's never not even going to be thought of. But oh my, you know, sometimes when the word comes, and it may come hard, and it may come across as Ben pointing, and as you get into the word, like the message our brother had to bring Sunday, and has been on the series, when you look and see the full reality of that. And my, sometimes but that's God's word, and that's what he said. And oh my, but you know, sometimes a lot of people won't sit still and listen to a message like that. They don't want to take the time to hear it. I'll just stay home today because I don't really need to hear what he's bringing. I don't know about all that. That's not it, saints. God is always ever mindful of his bride. And he knows what to bring just on time. And he knows who it's going to fortify. He knows who it's going to strengthen. Maybe give that extra boost to stand there with their head up and hold on to what God has given them. My, I pray each one of us is feeling the challenge. Feel it burning in your heart. That what he said he would do, he is more than able to promise to bring to pass. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. You know, I just, as a sister, the brother and the sister sang the song there about our city. What a day it's going to be when we gather over there. My, it's going to be lovely. It's going to be wonderful. I think of that little course in the book, how beautiful heaven must be. Amen. My, what a day it's going to be. It'll be worth it all, saints, one of these days. Amen. But, oh, I just wanted to sing that little chorus. I believe he's coming back, like he said. Amen. You know, you look around and you see it's forgot about. And people may go to church and claim to be Christians all over, but their life proves that they're not really looking up. And, you know, as you build and have to maintain life here, and I've been doing some projects at home here, and you think you work and you work and you work to get it all just the way you need it. And as I said, you know, we're trying to make some room there for the kids, and so we build it, and you get it all done, and the kids grow up, move out, and there you're left with this great big empty house as you look at life. And you know, when you look at life, you kind of almost think, what is the sense of this? You know, you're born today, and is a life just is but a vapor. It seems like yesterday a person was young, and today they're old. And if you didn't understand and didn't have this, how depressing life could really be. But oh my, when you look into this, that it doesn't matter. Some of us may be growing older than others. But oh my, we're each one, by God's grace, going to walk on those streets of gold. Some of us might go by the way of the grave, but I pray each one of us, and it may not be long, we'll get to take that heavenly flight. Amen. But whether we're asleep or whether we're awake, it ain't going to matter. Amen. Because he's coming back, like he said. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that he's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I know the Lord is able to fulfill the word. He could come back.
And grace, I believe it is. Amen. Oh, I'm looking forward to that day. Honestly, I am. I have no desire to stay here till tomorrow. None. You say, well, ain't you got something you want to do tomorrow? I have nothing I want to do tomorrow. If tonight is fine with me. Amen. Tonight is fine with me. I'm ready. I want to just lay it all down. I'm through with this life. There's only one reason I want to be here, and that's to serve God. That's the only reason in life I want to be here. I have no other purpose in life. I am sent here to do thy will, O God. Amen. If it wasn't for that, get me out of here. Amen. Because I know this life is so temporal. Even if I live to be 90, if the Lord should tarry, it's going to go so fast. It sure will. It'll go so fast. Life is but a vapor. You know, I look back even the last 15 years, how quick they went. I don't know where they went, but they're gone. You see? But I believe he's coming back, just like he said. Amen. I trust I'll be one of them ones that'll be in that rapture. Amen. That I'll be here long enough to be in that rapture. Amen. It could be tomorrow morning. I don't know. But I know he'll come as a thief in the night. He'll come when nobody's expecting him. And it'll take place. Oh, my. May we be watching and loving the appearing of the Lord. Amen. Knowing it could be just any time now. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, we thank you for your word, Lord. It's so uplifting and encouraging, Father, to know that as we sat here tonight, these words, Lord, we was predestinated to receive. And Lord, how precious that is. And Lord, Father, when I think of all this that's going on, our brother touched on it too, Lord, and how we've been in a little series, Father, Be Not Deceived, Little Bride. How we can see it's grace. Because, Lord, oftentimes we have the opportunity. We talk to people. Maybe we hear about something, somebody, of how they don't believe a certain thing. Or, Lord, just in our conversation, they'll go talking about the word and they won't know what they're talking about. And, Lord, maybe sincerely think they know, but oh, God, I thank you for your mercy and grace. And it ain't to the thing that, Lord, we stand there or sit there or whatever position we may be in and see these things or hear these things, Lord, and think that we're something because, Lord, we realize we're nothing without the grace of God. And if it wasn't for you revealing the word to us, we wouldn't know either. But, Lord, while we're yet here on this earth, may we be a help to anyone that has a desire to climb higher in God. To those, Lord, that just haven't got their hearts set on a certain thing that they believe, and even though they can't back it up with the word, Lord, still may we somehow be a help to somebody, Lord. Somehow reach out to that little bride. The Father, she'll be able to receive the truth of the hour and the age and time we're living in. But Lord, there's very few that knows what that word is. Very few know you, Lord. Very few, very few. I trust, Lord, you'll continue to reveal your word to us. Open our understanding, Lord, because we realize and see more than ever how close it is. It's so close it would deceive the very elect if it were possible. And Lord, that still is just, I can't hardly get over it. Lord, there's just something about it, Father. It's just pulsating and throbbing in our hearts to be ever so careful, be ever so mindful. Because, Lord, it was such a unnoticeable thing to Eve, what took place there. And it'll be the same today, Father. Without the Holy Ghost, without you in a person, Lord, it'll be so unnoticeable. And though a person will think they're so right, Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, O God. Give us the truth and the light of your word. Give us revelation of that word. The Father will know exactly where we stand. Father, we appreciate you now. Just asking again that you would bring us back the next appointed time. Give us health and strength. And give us desire to be here, Lord. Father, it's
that desire is fading throughout the land. More and more people are losing the desires. They're gathering, Lord, just they're staying home and just listening to tapes and doing those things, Father. But Lord Jesus, may we never lose that desire to keep every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. Lord, help us now. Bless us now. Be with us. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I love him. Amen. He's so precious to me. It seemed like the last few days he's getting more and more precious to me. It's just more of a closer relationship with him. And that's what I want in my life. That when I talk to him, I know he's there. And I don't talk to him like I'm rattling off to some government office. No. But I talk to him just like I'd talk to you. And talk back and forth. Amen. And recognize his presence there. Oh my, I know he is a living God. He's a one true God. He's the living God. People get in such a thing that just when they pray, they're not even in thought of who they're talking to. They're just praying to either satisfy themselves or to get people to hear them or some strange thing they think's going on. But do you, when you really talk to the Lord, is it just like a conversation? You talk back and forth, you and I. Remember they talked about Brother Branham, he was in there praying, it sounded like he was talking to the Lord standing right there. Right there. And how that should be with every one of us if we're born again. One of these days I'd like to minister on that. When it's his will, it's time. But you're going to see, sometimes our way we talk to the Lord is just so foolish. He's not even there, as to think. But friends, one that's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, he's right there inside of you. You don't have to scream out and, oh, this, da, 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 da. No. It's a conversation between you and the Lord. When you sing, that Holy Spirit is putting you in the Spirit. And it's just like he's right there and you're talking face to face to him. You're worshiping him face to face. And he's listening to you. And he's drawing it in. But oftentimes we just sing as a congregation. We sing because we want somebody to hear us. We want somebody to hear our voice go up or down. And God ain't even in sight in our hearts. Saints, he's a reality. He's God. He's living. He's right there. Yes, he is. But it's time to grow. We've got to keep growing, saints. This ain't Pentecost. This is the reality of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you are here, if you can't talk to him in reality here, you think you're going to be able to talk to him in reality there? That goes so deep, so deep. Do you talk to him now like you're going to talk to him there? Well, no, Brother Steve, it's going to be different because he'll be really there. He's really there now. But does people pray like that? Very few. Very few. Does people sing like that? Does when you get there and he's standing here, his great presence is standing there, and you're the bride of Jesus Christ is worshiping him, and you can see him. Is it that way now? Or is he a myth? Is he a fairy tale? Is he something we're trying to draw in? And what is he to you? He is alive. Amen. He is here right now. Yes, he is. But we're so used to putting on. We're so used to presenting a prayer to other people can hear me, and we're used to singing other people can hear me and hear my voice and what I can do with my voice. We're so used to that. And you know what we end up being? Hypocrites. Because it's not a reality.
put a damper on you. But I'm going to tell you, those that's going in the rapture is going to be this same Jesus Christ, conformed to the exact image of his Son. When Jesus talked to the Father, didn't he know who he was talking to?
Amen.
Absolutely. Same it will be with us. Lord, help us to grow. Grow, Lord Jesus. Amen. I love him. Let's sing that little chorus before we leave again. I love him. He's right there listening to you. He's there to draw in and bottle up that worship. Do you love him? Amen. I love him. I love him. Yes, Lord. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're so wonderful and so precious. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's real. I know he's real. When I walk out in the mornings and just talk to him, his presence is there. When I walk in the evening, talk to him. His presence is there. You ever walk around somewhere and somebody comes up behind you and just something tells you something's behind you? Someone's behind you. You just kind of feel inside someone's there. You ever do that? And you turn around and somebody's there. You feel the same thing when he's there. You know he's there. In reality. I said, Brother Steve, it's time to close. I want to go home. Oh, this is the most important thing in your life.
Amen.
The most important thing.
Amen.
Saints, it's time to get ready. It's time to really be the bride of Jesus Christ. A real, true relationship with God. Not what we had in the past. What we had in the past is not even close to what God is requiring. It's not even close. Sure, it was needful. It was school days. Growing. But it's time to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That when you know you speak, God backing it up. You know when you ask, God's there to back it up. We're so used to asking God for something and not being sure. It's a hope instead of a revelation. It's mine. Oh, God help us. God help us. Please, God help us. This little bride here in this little place, wherever the little bride's at. Amen. I trust it. In closing, I'll let you go. But I trust that God will place inside of each and every one of you here such a hatred for hypocrisy. Such a hatred for hypocrisy. Not people. That spirit of hypocrisy. That you'll see it if there's any at all in your life. Any at all. God help us. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Help me, Lord. I want to climb higher. I trust, Lord Jesus, that each and every one that's standing here with me tonight will have that same desire. Lord, to climb in the heights of Jesus Christ, to come to the fullness of the stature. Oh, God, help us here in this little building. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help our loved ones, Father, wherever they may be. Father, if it isn't too late, may you reach down, Lord, even this night, and, Father, touch the heart of that little bride. We ask that you would grant these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. You will become oddballs, saints. It's coming. You will become oddballs if you're really true. True sons and daughters of God. We'll talk about it more later. If the Lord should tarry, and if it be his will. But get your hearts ready. Get your hearts ready. Because it ain't what God wants you in. Oh, we better get moving. Somebody on the other side of the earth might already be there. And we may be the sluggards, the slow ones, that's lagging behind. It was so easy in the past to think we was the word people. We had all this word. But just remember, we might be the slow ones. We might be the ones that's really behind. Yeah. God help us. And if you really get in a sphere with that Holy Spirit and look back, you'll see we got a lot of climbing to do. A lot of climbing. Don't mean to scare you, but we've got a lot of climbing to do. We're good people. We're good this and all that, and we've got a lot of word, but we ain't there yet. God help us. That's why people need to be here. That's why going to some of these other churches that ain't keeping the word and preaching every word that comes from that word, they better be ran from. Because death is in that place. If you can't see it, you need a greater revelation. Go ahead and think, I'm fanatic. And this is not the only little pebble on the beach. There is other pebbles in God's beaches. Yes. That'll stay with that word. And you better make sure before you make your choosing. I'm talking for something that's coming down the road, friends. Before you make your choosing, where you want to go, what you want to listen to, you'd better make sure you don't never find it going against that word in anything. Because one's all it took to make death. One word contrary brought death. Yes. We're not dealing with denominations now. We're dealing with so-called message believers. Amen. Oh my. Ask God for revelation. Because I'm telling you what it is God's requiring in this hour. Remember, God's prophet brought segregation. Don't miss it. God's prophet. Yeah. He already has been here. He's gone. But that word is still here. Brought segregation. Go ahead and don't believe in it. It's there. It brought separation. It's there. Amen. Go ahead with your lovey stuff. But I'll tell you like before. Go ahead, Judas. Do it quickly. Do it quickly. But remember, Judas was found out. And what did Judas do? He hung himself. And what was it type of? Death today. Death today. Yes.
have mercy on us and help us to see the reality. Because revelation alone is going to show you. Now it sounds like I'm up here. I'm sorry I'm taking too long, but I'm going to go till I'm done, till the Holy Spirit's done.
Amen.
It sounds like I'm saying don't go to no churches. I'm not saying that. I'm saying before you make that decision to where you want that fellowship and where you want that fellowship, you better make sure it lines up with the Word.
Amen.
You better make sure. Say, Brother Steve, what are you talking about? I can only tell you God knows what He's talking about.
Amen.
That's right. And whatever we accept in our heart, you might as well do it. You might keep it covered for a while, but what you accept on the inside, friend, God already seen it. And to go further with it, God already knew it before the foundation of the earth. Say something there, but I won't. I think I can say again, God help us. As Brother Branham said, an anointed one's the end time. God help us. Have mercy on us. It's going to be so close. It's got to be that point. It's not recognizable. And the only way you'll recognize it is the Holy Spirit reveals it. Intellectual knowledge will never take care of it. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal it. Go and learn what I mean. Amen. God's blessings be with you, everyone. God's blessings be with you. And help us, each and every one. Glory to His name. I love Him. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you first loved me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You purchased my salvation. Oh, yes, you did, Lord. Thank you so much for doing that for me. Hallelujah. On Calvary's tree. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.